My name is Rick, and I'm 49 years old. I was born and raised in East Tennessee.
This is my little flower garden, and I do have plants in here that are blooming, and I do have my solar lights in here. And this is wild. It's, I don't know, it's just a wild plant, and I just like it because I like the wild plants, you know. It's probably just a weed.
I work two jobs, no insurance, you know, and I have to manage my money. I have been with ServiceMaster almost 17 years. 17 years. And I just get paid $8 an hour. I'll show you my paycheck stuff. I'll show you. And I get paid twice a month. If you can see it, $8 an hour. $8 an hour. Trying to see what I have to do next as far as to keep my budget, to see if I want to eat or not. That's the hardest thing. Either my bills or I don't eat. I may have to go to Food City and buy me some ramen noodles for a week and eat them, you know, because that's what I have. That's my choice that I have to choose from.
Now, I do have a rose bush in here, but it's sort of kind of dead for the year. I've got to trim that back. And this right here is English ivy, and it grows up, and I love it because, I mean, it gives...
I know there might be a church down the street that would help me with some food or something, but I'm independent. I hate bumming, because, I mean, that reflects on me. I feel like people are making fun of me because I'm asking for some food or something. Lots of times I have to do without, and I worry about my bills not being paid because I do have to go to the doctor, and I would love to see a nice doctor, and but I just do not have the financial means to go to the doctor. Like I said, it's either food or a doctor. And then there's the scripts, and you don't have money to pay for your prescription, you know. And that's a little embarrassing when you take your prescription to get it filled, and you go, well, how much is it? Oh, this is $42.95, and I'm going, oh, wait a minute, I don't have $42.95. So you have to do without it.
But yeah, this is my little flower garden. I like it. And my concrete angel, this come from a yard sale. This right here, the whole thing, the base and the angel came from a yard sale. Everyone has an angel. You know, my grandmother always told me that when I was a little bitty kid, you know, and it's always lived with me. But anyways, we'll walk around here.
I think everyone should take off their shoes and walk in my shoes to see what it's like to have to work two jobs every day, sick, with the flu, pneumonia, or whatever, because you know you have to get out there to pay your bills, to have a roof over your head.
Without a Net, Voices of the Working Poor, was produced by Matt Schaefer-Powell and Leslie Snow with assistance from the Knox County Community Action Committee. Tomorrow, we'll meet two close friends who make ends meet by combining both their finances and their lives.